When Fishel Khalid was growing up in Pakistan, he was intrigued by his mother's traditions.
My earliest memory with my mom is that when she used to keep Shabbat, when she used to light up the candle once a week and put her hands on her face, I used to do the same thing. And once I asked my mom that I want to play with it with my friends. And she said, no, this is something which we do it privately inside and you don't share it with your friends.
His mother, he says, was Jewish, his father Muslim, but they weren't very religious. As he grew up, Khalid searched for meaning in his life.
And I believe that every person have a hole in his or her heart, and which can only be filled with spirituality. So I started to feel that need to get in touch with God.
Judaism appealed to him, and as an adult, he legally registered as a Jew in Pakistan, making him one of a very small minority in that country. I asked him why he made this choice, even though it's brought him backlash from within his own family.
I believe in freedom of religion. This is not a very easy subject to discuss in Pakistan, because as you know, this is an Islamic country, and I used to discuss with my family also, and they used to say that don't talk like this outside. For example, I used to discuss that if as per the constitution, every religion and is equal and every Pakistani is equal, then why is it so that only a non-Muslim can convert to Islam and it's not the other way around? So if under the constitution, if everyone is equal, then every religion's person should have the right to choose any of the religion of their choice.
What's been the reaction of the community? Have you faced difficulties in the wider Pakistani community because you have been so public about this?
The good people are always in the majority and they also support, but their support is soft support. And the extremist-minded people, they are always in minority. They are few in numbers. But they are so loud that they are able to make a heck of a noise. But in general, people do accept the fact that a person should have a freedom of religion.
There are very few people who claim the Jewish religion in Pakistan. You know, many have left or they have converted. Who do you pray with? Who do you gather with?
There's a news going around that 700 to 800 voters are registered as Jewish. That, I think, is not correct. Up till now, I have only met with not more than 10 Jewish people in Karachi. And as far as practicing the religion, I do it privately and occasionally.
You wrote this past week that you wanted to be allowed to travel to Israel for Passover. You described it as a pilgrimage. Why is it important to you?
The Pakistani constitution states that every citizen has the equal right to profess religion. And the founder of Pakistan, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, he also said in his speeches that you are free to go to your mosque, you are free to go to your temples and churches and etc. and etc. So it is a right of every Jewish or Jewish Pakistanis to have the freedom to make religious pilgrimage to their most holy site, which is Jerusalem in Israel. Ironically, I mean, the Pakistani passport states that, as you know, that every that this passport is valid for every country except Israel. So this is it's a paradox. It's a conundrum. In order to protest against it, I call myself a guerrillativist. It's a person who himself put themselves in the situation to protest. People say that there are other ways around, but why should I? Why should I hide and do it under the darkness of the night? It's my right as per the constitution, so I will do it publicly and I will do it loudly.
Israel has been criticized, as you know, for how it deals with its own religious minorities, restricting the travel of Palestinians. And some have pointed out the similarities between Israel and Pakistan in that regard. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, Pakistan and Israel are twin sisters, both being religious, ideologically driven states, have inherited the goods and the bads of being a theocracy. But me, myself, being a Pakistani, I'm responsible for Pakistan.
And if you can't go during Passover for whatever reason, How will you celebrate, and are you raising your children to be Jewish?
I am raising my children to be Jewish, yes, and mark my words, either Pakistani state allows me or not, I'm going to celebrate Passover next year in Jerusalem, Israel.
Fishel Khalid from Karachi, Pakistan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.